Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences in live radio. How do you know it's live radio? I just asked you that question. Get ready for this bizarre happening. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And for the most part, generally, in the overall concept of things, we don't care that much. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one chocolate shake. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Oh, we got some good ones today. It's going to be really a lot of fun. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I just can't figure out why everybody likes that part the most. Wait till you hear the card I got today. Who sent me this card? Who wrote in the card? It's exciting, although challenging. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. Why? We're cheap. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's an excellent question. If you get an answer, do me a favor. Send me an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Let me know. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Have you watched the news lately? I mean, does that take a lot? Answering life's questions about life's questions. And then, of course, as usual, we have a daily double. All right, question number one. Why do hot dogs come in packs of 8 when hot dog buns come in packs of 10? That's the first question I want to know. And then the second question is, why is there a handicap parking space in front of an ice skating rink? I am working this through, people. Help me out. Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Tuesday night's plastic corrosion awareness meeting was, I think, a big success, and we want to thank Mr. Spell for putting that on for us. Thank you, Mr. Spell.
You're welcome.
That's great. Great one, Robo Paul. That was funny. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian thingy. We're doing that part of life. And here's part of that life. And this is what I want to talk about. We're not breaking. We're not going anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Just stay tuned to your radios. Listen to this. What we've got going on in society is a desire to advance the kingdom of God in all of our lives. We really seek to do that. And in doing that, we talk about different opportunities to give, different opportunities to serve. Now, it is true that in about 30 minutes from now, I'm going to be talking about something that you haven't heard of. It's called Bible Baloney Beatdown. And that means we're going to talk about people interpreting scripture so goofy as to make it fit society. We're not putting up with that. So in about 30 minutes, we're going through that. And then after that, or right before that, we're going to talk about the fact that I received a card. What kind of card? A birthday card. And it had a very unique message in it. We're going to discuss that. So I don't want you going anywhere. But before we do that, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about us taking the resources that God has given us and not saying, I'll wait till I get more before I become a giver, because that's not the command of Scripture. The Lord teaches us to give where we're at. He didn't say to the widow woman, hey, when you get a few more coins, then you can give. That's not what was spoken. We're supposed to give where we're at, not when we get to a certain place and we're like, oh, I've reached this certain plateau. Now I can be a giver. It doesn't work that way. That's not how it works. And so today we're going to be talking regarding Angel Tree, which is a program from Prison Fellowship. And we're going to talk about the fact that we have an opportunity to give to kids. Now, don't get weird on me. Give to kids who don't get a chance to get presents on Christmas. You got a problem with that? You can't possibly not only not have a problem, you got to be in support of that. They get an opportunity to get a gift. They get an opportunity to get a presentation of the gospel. They get an opportunity to get a message of love that's sorely, sorely needed. My co-host for this next two segments is the wonderful Heather Lloyd. Heather, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
My husband did it again last night during Charlie Brown.
What did he do? Did he come up
Snoopy
with another one?
Snoopy was playing air guitar and there was no guitar on the music. I'm like, really? Is this how it's going to be with every single holiday classic? Are you going to do this every time?
Welcome to married life.
I love him so much.
I know you do. It's
really do.
One of those things that will never end. See, now we have to go look that
I'm
up.
Sorry.
Hunt that down. Oh, my. Thanks, Brian. Good job. Anyway, talk to me a little bit about Angel Tree. Talk to me about this program that we're doing right here with the Angel Tree and the Prism Fellowship Ministries and what they're taking, what they're doing, and how we're handling it.
Well, the beauty of this project, and we have been blessed for the last several years to take part in this, is providing presents to children who otherwise would not receive them. These are kids whose parents are incarcerated by no fault of the child, of course. And so, unfortunately, if these children do not receive presents, they're the ones that suffer, and that relationship obviously suffers. The beauty of what Angel Tree does is it helps to bridge the gap between parent and child. And what they do is go into the various prisons, get with the prisoners, and find out what it is that they would like to give their child. They can even write them notes. I mean, it's really incredible that they're able to do this. And then what Angel Tree does is make sure to deliver those presents to the children. Now, they're able to do this for only $12.25 per child. And what they're asking is for us to focus on helping to reach at least 6 kids. I mean, give what you can, obviously, be in prayer about this. But if you could help out with a gift of $73.50, that will help to reach 6 children. And the number to call is 855-50-ANGEL. That's 855-50-ANGEL. Or go online to kprz.com. And we have a special guest with us today as well.
Leanne.
I think she's on the line.
Yeah, Leanne Anderson. Are you with us, Leanne?
I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I want to thank you for participating in the show and being a part of us reaching out to the audience. And I want the audience to know that not only can you call 855-50-ANGEL, you can also go to kprz.com, get information directly on the website. It is the website that hosts all things. I mean, it's just a never-ending website. Here's what I want to do. Leanne, I'd like you to talk to us about how this ministry, how Angel Tree has impacted you. Talk to me about your experience. Talk to me about what you went through. Talk to me about how the Holy Spirit touched you in this process.
Well, I can't do that without crying. So if I do, excuse me, I'm sorry. My husband's been gone for 5 years this Thanksgiving. And my boys, of course, have been able to be blessed by Angel Tree. And we've only got it, like, he's been gone for 6 Christmases, and they've received it for 3 of those Christmases, and the Christmases that they didn't receive it were just traumatic. But what Angel Tree does is, for our family, is it blesses my children, and it blesses my husband, because it opens up a connection and a communication line for them to be able to say, you know, be able to talk to their dad. Which I know that in some cases that isn't possible for some children, that they don't get to, but for us, that's what's happened, and we're so blessed by that. But more than that, it makes Christmas Christmas for us, because in our family, we really focus Christmas on Jesus, and I know that a lot of people say it's a pagan holiday, but we take the opportunity and the time to focus on Him and what He came to do for us. And part of that is He blessed us with His presence. He blessed us and loved us enough to go to the cross for us. And Angel Tree shows the Father heart of God to kids like mine, because it says, you're not forgotten. I see, it's God telling them, I see your situation. I know you miss your father. And I'm going to be your father in the meantime. And by that and through that, I'm going to make a way for your earthly father to bless you through this ministry. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Very powerful. Let me ask you this, Leanne. I mean, and I know you don't want to cry. I get it. Okay. But it's tough. And it's not like people are on the air right now going, oh, Christians, everybody's perfect. Everybody does everything perfect. Hey, come on. I mean, get real. This is part of life, and we make mistakes and things happen. And then most of the time, the people that suffer are the kids. Most of the time, and most everything, it's usually not the kids creating the problems. It's about 99% of the time, it's the adults doing something, you know, stupid or regretful or just a momentary lapse. In your case, your kids are getting a contact point, a touch to their father through Angel Tree. I mean, it's making that connection, isn't it?
It is, because every year Angel Tree, at least here in Idaho, they come around like in the summer months, June or July, and they get the request from the guys, And my husband always wants to be prepared for that. So he calls them, and he has, you know, special phone calls with just them and says, "Hey, guys, Angel Tree's coming around. What can I request for you guys? What would bless you?" And it gives them an opportunity to tell their dad their dreams, tell their dads, "You know what? I really like Legos, Dad. I like that I can build this and I can do this." And it, you know what I'm saying? Like it opens up their heart to be able to share with a father who's not there on a day-to-day basis.
You know what I love about this? Now, keep in mind, folks, 855-50-ANGEL, 855-50-ANGL is the number to call, or go to kprz.com. Go right online. You can do it, contribute that way. And we are talking about $73.50 being able to help six kids. Now, Leanne, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
Okay, so this is the ability. That $73.50 enables a family like Leanne's plus two other families. And that's a pretty powerful element. But what you said caught my attention right there, how that the father has contact with them earlier in July, doing a prep for what's going to be taking place in December. Thereby, the ministry is actually functioning at a 12-month pace, because even though it's 6 months before, then it's leading to 6 months later, and then eventually to 6 months before and 6 months later. So it really puts the kids in constant contact with the parent.
Yeah, it does. Because after Christmas, you know, of course, Daddy calls, and they're like, thank you, Daddy. You know, it really, really does. And I just want to mention one more thing about Angel Tree that a lot of people don't really know that they do. But they do summer camps for these kids as well, where they get to go for a week. And it can be through churches throughout the United States that just sponsor them to go to a Christian camp. Or they even have camps for kids who are just kids of prisoners. And they sponsor them to go to these camps and have an experience with kids and an encounter with God. And I think that is just amazing, you know, because so often, especially in public schools and stuff, they can't talk about what's going on with their parents. And it gives them an opportunity to be with other kids who are in the same situation with the parent being gone, and it makes them feel like they aren't quite so alone.
Wow. That's very, very powerful. Very. 855-50-ANGEL, 855-50-ANGEL. And here's the deal. $73.50 enables Angel Tree to minister to six children. I mean, six children. That's $12.25 a child that you can have an impact. That $12.25 can impact a child's Christmas and thereby impact their life. Solid. I mean, sold. I mean, I got no problem with that. Also, you can go to kprz.com. That's another way to contribute, to participate, get more information. You know, if you have any deeper questions, you can always contact either the Angel Tree Ministry, the Prison Fellowship, or you can call KPRZ and just ask them about it. We'll tell you about it. We got no problem with that. That's the way it should be. Hey, Leanne, can you hang on with us for another segment? Can you hang on and stick with us for another segment?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, I appreciate that. We're going to take a short break, come back. I want you to talk a little bit more about it. It's fascinating material. Really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM with Heather Lloyd. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Kevin Davis, and on the line with me, I've got my friend Tracy from Monta Vista Village. So many things going on at Monta Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. Hi. This time of year, the residents of Monte Vista are gearing up for all the festivities of the holidays. And we have our first party of December on Tuesday the 3rd from 2 to 4. We'll be celebrating holiday tastes of the world. Remember when December meant baking those special cookies and delights you gave to your neighbors? Well, come and join us and regain that exciting feeling of the holidays and sample treats people from all around the world enjoy this time of year. If you haven't had a chance to visit us yet and see what I've been talking about all these months, this is a fun event to join in on. Remember the spirit of the holidays with us and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. For reservations, please call us at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number for Monte Vista Village is 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, there's no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 years or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him for the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. Don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
A longtime Angel Tree volunteer, Neil Odom, was faced with a dilemma one year. 10 families in southeast Los Angeles had not been assigned. No church could take them. Would these kids, once again, be forgotten? Neil, along with Neil Jr., took on the task himself the day after Christmas.
The morning after Christmas, we started out to deliver the 10 families. As we were going to the first family, I said to Neil, you know, this is not going to be as meaningful to these children, so let's just deliver the first one, and we'll come back and put the gifts on the storage room for the following year for other children. And so we walk up to the door, and I knocked on it, and I introduced myself to the woman of the house and explained to her who we were and apologized for the gifts being late. And as I'm doing that, from the back of the room, I hear this little voice go, I knew my daddy wouldn't forget me. And I said, that's it. We're going to deliver the rest of these families this day.
A little voice saying, I knew my daddy wouldn't forget me. That's not unlike God's promise in Hebrews 13. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. That is the message of Angel Tree. A message no child should miss.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, a local, national, and heavenly talk. We're taking this segment to talk about the fact that it's our call, our privilege, to be able to help kids during a special time of year where they connect with their fathers or parents who have been incarcerated and separated from them. And we have an opportunity. We're not banging the drum. We're trying to make a wonderful Christmas for young kids. If there's anybody that's listening that has a problem with that, you just put your hand on the dial and change it, because we don't. There's no apology for this. This is an opportunity to minister to children with a gift that will bless them and tell them their parent who can't be with them and touch them loves them. Oh, come on. It's like $1 million right there, right? Here's the deal. You call 855-50-ANGEL, 855-50-A-N-G-E-L. You can also, and by the way, go to kprz.com. Here's the call. $73.50 will minister to six children. It's just an opportunity. If you're able to, it's not you waiting for you to be a multimillionaire. Okay, now I'll give. That doesn't work. You give what you can. You do what you can. The call is $73.50. Minister to six children this Christmas. Let them receive a message from their parent who can't touch them, who can't get to them in that specific way. Joining me in this discussion for this segment is Heather Lloyd. Heather, it's just a very powerful poll. I don't have any problem with this. I love that.
Those clips always get to me, especially that one. And that's what we're trying to convey, is just the importance of this. And again, one child, it only costs $12.25. So maybe you can't do the $73.50. Maybe you can do $12.25. Just, we ask that you give your best gift right now and make that incredible difference at 855-50-ANGEL, 855-50-ANGEL, or online at kprz.com.
We also have with us on the phone Leanne Anderson. Leanne, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I appreciate you being here. And so I got to ask you, so you can't get mad at me, okay?
Okay.
Well, you can, and you'd be one of thousands, but that's besides the point. Here's what I want to know, and I want you to be able to, just as best you can, just as honest as you can, for you, Leanne, Angel Tree as a ministry, what has that meant to you?
Oh, boy. Well, it's... you wanted me to be honest, so
yes.
Honesty is, you know, one of my fortes. I get in trouble for it all the time. Thanksgiving 5 years ago, my family and my heart was ripped apart. And my husband was ripped out of our lives unjustly. And, I have kids who really miss their dad. And I can't fill that void for them. An Angel Tree. Angel Tree helps them connect with him when I can't make it happen. When I can't put them together, when I can't go visit, when I can't do the things that a father does, it helps them to be connected to him. And that blesses my mama heart. That blesses my heart. Because through God showing them that he loves them and reassuring them that their daddy hasn't forgotten them, it shows me that God hasn't forgotten me. Or this heart that loves my boys so much.
Leanne, let me just say that Angel Tree, it sounds to me like Angel Tree not only ministers to your children's dad, but to you. It's not just to the moms, it's to the dads, it's to the parents. And let me say, I didn't want it to be hard for you, but you know what? I'm glad you shared it, because I'd rather you just tell it the way it is and be honest. And people need to hear that, because there's a disconnect, and people think, well, they're incarcerated. Something must be wrong. Yeah, what's wrong is that they're unable to reach out with that love and communicate that, and Angel Tree helps make that connection happen again.
It does. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, those people are in prison, period. And some of them are in there for doing wrong things, and some of them are for doing the right thing, and the law is saying that it's the wrong thing. It doesn't matter what they're in there for. They all need Jesus, and they all need to be able to feel and know that they are loved, and to show love to the people who are on the outside.
Wow, that's that. What a great, you did that. That was great, what you just said. That's so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, 855-50-ANGEL. If you can't hear it in her voice, what are you listening to radio for? Are you kidding?
I'm over here bawling my head off, by the way, Leanne.
Yeah. I mean, Heather went, she had to go. I mean, she did, there was tissues behind me. But I mean, she had to go, because it's powerful. But you know what's great is there's a joy. There's a connection. There's a happiness. There's a resurgence. There's a rejoicing because we can participate. And Leanne, your husband can reach them through this ministry.
Yes. And, you know, God is a God of restoration. And it breaks his heart whenever he sees kids that are hurting and wanting their fathers and wanting their mothers. And it hurts his heart when he sees families that are ripped apart by this situation. And I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying this for promotion. I'm really not. Angel Tree facilitates that. Prison Fellowship facilitates that. And too often people want to turn their eyes away and they don't want to think about it and they don't want to deal with it and they don't want to get their hands dirty. Because, and there's so much shame on the people in these situations. I say, let's lift the shame and let's just shine God's light on it. And let's just be for these people, be for families like mine, the husbands like mine, and say, you know what? God's never giving up on you. And I'm not either.
Yeah.
And Angel Tree helps with that.
What a great job. You did an excellent job communicating that. 855-50-ANGEL, 855-50-ANGEL. If you can't get that, you can go to kprz.com. Just go right on the site. You can get information right on the site. Here's what we're asking you to do. Somebody like Leanne has gone through enough hardship just in that communication. Here's my request to the audience. How about we just step up and help out with some moms just like Leanne, and let's show a little love this Christmas. Let's maybe, you know, one less big present and maybe a nice little extension of some smaller presents to kids who would like some Legos. Really? $73.50. It's not manipulation. You be led by the Holy Spirit. You make sure the Spirit of God leads you and ask the Lord, is this the place? Is this the ministry? And if it is, then be generous and give generously like the Lord tells us to in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. And you'll receive generously because if you sow sparingly, you get sparingly. That's how that works. $73.50 for six kids, $12.25 a child. Call 855-50-ANGEL, 855-50-ANGEL, or go to kprz.com. Leanne, you did a phenomenal job, and Heather and I just want to say thank you for standing up and for trying to bring joy, not just for your family, but for other families. We really appreciate your heart in doing this.
Oh, well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's such a blessing.
Yeah, you did a great job. Okay, folks, listen, 855-50-ANGEL or kprz.com, $73.50. Help six children. Put a smile on their face. Help them make a connection for Christmas. Let them also get a presentation for the gospel. It's not just that. The mom gets a presentation. The dad gets a presentation. This is a family-wide element. You got to consider it that way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Bible baloney beatdown. What? Yep, that's what I said. Let's see if you can handle it. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Are you sick of leftovers yet? Then get into your favorite Jersey Mike's today and enjoy San Diego's freshest, most authentic East Coast sub. And have it Mike's way, of course. Happy holidays from Jersey Mike's, now with 23 San Diego locations.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy. Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who will be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no. She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Did anybody look outside? You want to do a weather report? Here we go. Here's the weather. Yuck! Blah! Yeah! Ugh. Okay. This segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very good friend Sue Free is also known as the Termite Lady. Da-da-da-da. All right, so the deal for Ecola is simple. They use microwave electrogun patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. They're doing $100 off any termite work or, notice I said or, $50 off any initial pest control. They're doing that because of their 30-year anniversary. By the way, Robo Producer, you know who else is turning 30 tomorrow?
Let me guess. That would be you.
No. Yes. I'll take it. Sure. I'm 30 again for the 22nd time. My son is turning 30 tomorrow. He's going to be 30 years old. And so listen to this. So let me finish off with Ecola, by the way, and then I'll tell you what he did. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Now listen about Ecola. Ecola Termite. ecolatermite.com. Ecola Termite. Now, the deal, I said, they've got a 30-year, their 30-year anniversary, doing a special, $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. By the way, Sue has a show right here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m., so if you want to get some inspirational material, and you're driving down the road, and you're like, hey, wait a minute, Sue's got a show, you put it on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m., you can hear a show. But the bottom line is you call 800-332-BUGS to get the $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. And one thing you can count on for Sue, the only person I know on the entire planet that's got more energy than I do. How about that? She is the only one I know. I don't know anybody else. Well, I shouldn't say nobody else. The Roadrunner's got a lot of energy.
Yes, there's a point to this. Give it a second.
Okay.
Give it a couple seconds.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
Time is marching on, and time.
Wait for it.
Is still marching on.
This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Not only that, I feel older just listening to that. I just want you to know. All right, so here's the dealios for those people that don't know. First of all, we did our first two segments. We talked about Angel Tree. Wonderful job by Leanne, by the way. I really appreciate it. People are like, oh, you guys staged that. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. She's a mom that's really hurting. That was so powerful. If you didn't catch the spirit flowing through that, wow. You need some sensitivity training. Like somebody needs to like take a little prick and kind of touch your skin, make sure that the blood is red and not green. Number two, it's my son's birthday tomorrow, which in fact means is my birthday today. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, is my birthday today. And I'm not going to take a long time to talk about that because in the next segment, we're going to be dealing with the really, really big issue, the biggest issue of all, called Bible Baloney Beatdown. And we're going to be dealing with an issue that is so intense. But before I go, what do I got, like a minute? I got like a minute and a half. What do I got?
No, we did some restructuring with the Angel Tree. So your next break is not until 46, Dave.
Oh, great. Tons of time. Listen to this. I got a birthday card from people here at the station. Now, for those of you that don't know, I did not say anything to anybody anywhere that it was my birthday. But apparently somebody posted on Facebook, happy birthday, which normally is okay, except then it told everybody at the station it was my birthday. So they're all like, okay, so we're going to make fun of Dave. It's his birthday. And so now they're all making fun of me. I'm not old if I'm a tree. Yes, I've heard that one. I'm not old if I'm a pen who is at the Constitution. I got it. Okay, that's funny too. All right, but here's the thing. I got a Christmas card. See how old I am? I'm already forgetting what it is. And I got a birthday card from the whole gang here. But I noticed that one person wrote something very unique. Robo producer, I want you to tell me what you think. Am I being paranoid when I read this into it? Ready? This comes from Professor X, so it concerns me. Okay, you ready? David, I hope there are many more birthdays in your future, Professor X.
I don't see what the problem is.
Okay, let me walk this through with you. David, I hope there's many more birthdays in your future.
Now I got it.
You see, this is all about emphasis. Whatever you put the emphasis, that can be. Now, a lot of people wrote some really nice things. I will say, Kevin.
Mine was really touching.
Yours was, this is what you wrote. Dave, you're old. Deal with it. What is that? I'm supposed to be giving you a ride after work. Yeah, I'm going to give you a ride. You can sit in the trunk. Okay, so then this is what Kevin wrote. David, oh, look, there's no room to write anything. Kevin. So does that. What is that? What is that? Is that? But there's no room
That's
to write
English,
anything.
Dave.
Okay. So here's what I discovered about this card. It's not what all the people wrote. You know what it is about the card? Now, don't get sassy with me. You know what it is?
What is it, Dave?
It's the people who are here who didn't write on the card.
Oh!
That's touching, isn't it?
It's kind of like when they handed me the card. I was like, you know what? Should I sign this? Yeah, I want to ride home. I'll sign it.
Yeah, because if you didn't sign it, your ride home would have been your thumb.
Exactly.
Because everybody wrote very nice things. I really appreciate it. People are saying, do you feel older? Well, after that song, I do. That song was like, wow, that seemed like it was a long time. I don't really feel older because yesterday was only 24 hours ago. It was a different age. But here's what I do feel. I do feel that my son turning 30, that makes me feel older. Now, for those of you that have children that are older, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, really? Your kid's 30? Yikes. So, you know, is this another birthday song?
Yeah, but this one doesn't talk about you being older, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder. You can talk over it. I don't think it's going to start
okay.
for a while.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't have to sit here and listen to the whole thing, do I?
Nah.
Oh, we just did that. I was going to say, no way. So listen to this. In this next segment, the way that you guys rearrange the time, I'm actually going to help you pull it back a little. This next segment that we're going to do, it's called Bible Baloney Beatdown. Now, where do you get this? BBB, Bible Baloney Beatdown.
Like we're not talking about the Better Business Bureau.
No, we're talking about Bible Baloney Beatdown. They're talking about it. And you know what we're going to deal with? Now, some people are going to like this, some people are not. You know what I'm getting a little tired of? I'm getting a little tired of people. They read, what they'll do is they'll read scripture, right? You read scripture. And then because you don't know what to do with it, then they make stuff up to make it sound like it's plausible. So we're going to talk about the most famous makeup of scripture in our very first Bible Baloney Beatdown. And you're like, you know, that I don't know if I appreciate the way that sounds, the way you're saying that. Tough. Because this is what scripture is. It's the word of God. It's what God wants to communicate to man. And you know what it doesn't need? Our interpretation to make it fit so it kind of makes sense in society. Doesn't need to happen. And oh, by the way, if anybody out there who's listening to my voice thinks, well, I'm going to read the Bible and understand every single concept ever written in it because I'm a genius, you have to consider that finite human beings often cannot grasp the infinite God, even within the wisdoms that he's revealed to us. If anybody's honest, they would know the one thing we all know. The closer you get to the Lord, the more you realize, I don't know anything except that I want to know him. That's all you got to remember. We're going to take a break early, come back early. We're going to do Bible Baloney Beatdown. It's going to blow your mind. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike McIntosh, and I want to reach out today to anyone who's living in bondage to drugs or alcohol. Hey, I understand where you're at. I started drinking at 15, and later on, I nearly lost my sanity and my family due to drugs. If it weren't for the grace and power of Jesus Christ, I most likely would have died. I want you to know that there really is hope. And one of the best places I know where you can find that hope is Calvary Ranch. No matter how far gone you are, how lost you are, how addicted you are, Calvary Ranch is a great place to get the help and support you need to be free of drugs and alcohol and be all that God would have you be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
Hi,
I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission, and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all, and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you that are very important, not the least of which is this segment is brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. That's good. They use stuff that's safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. Well, that's good. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. That's good. They're doing a $99 special, and if you give a can of food to a local food bank, they'll give you 10 feet extra hallway, no charge. That's good. They give you a 30-day, gotta-love-it guarantee. That's really good. All you gotta do is call 858-486-4100, okay? 858-486-4100. Here's the only other thing you gotta know. That's who I use. ZeroResSanDiego.com is the website. You call 858-486-4100, Zero Res. Totally awesome. I use them. Thank you. Here we go. Almost ready to do Bible Baloney Beatdown. How long do we have? Do we have like 8 minutes, 7 minutes? This is a long one, right? I got the full time. Okay, so before I do the Bible Baloney Beatdown, I did want to say this one thing. This came out. Did you hear about this? Amazon, they're delivering packages by drone. No, for real. Amazon, no, I know it sounds like an article in the Onion, not an article in the Onion. Amazon to deliver packages by drone. So here's my thinking. You're walking to your house, right? And Robo Producer, you send me a package. Awesome. Thank you, dude. But all of a sudden, I look up, and it's like there's a drone coming towards my house. Duck! Look out! Aliens! Warfare! We're under attack! The sky is falling! Is it me, or does this seem like a bad idea? I don't know. Am I crazy? Yeah, walk outside your house. There's a drone that follows you. Go away from me! I've got a package. Oh, no, I bet you got a package! Get away from me! And then, I mean, is that crazy? Okay. Thank you. Bible Baloney Beatdown time.
We need a theme for this.
I don't know. We're going to have to come up. You know, it's got to be like somebody hitting somebody with a big thing of baloney. Bam!
Anything Three Stooges would work.
Yeah, that's true. That would work, by the way. I think a Three Stooges theme's not a bad idea. You know, I know it's hard to believe that actually that we do think it's funny. Which we'll talk about that later because there's a new story, a breaking story. Men and women have different brains. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway. Yeah, I like the music. I don't think it's going to fit for the... though. I love the song. It's like one of the best theme songs ever. All right. Bible Baloney Beatdown, Luke chapter 18, verse 24 through 27. Yeah. You know what we shy away from here?
Not much.
Luke chapter 18, verse 24 through 27. I'm kind of tired of hearing this, the worldly point of view. I've decided to deal with it. Luke chapter 18, verse 24 through 27 says this. Now, Jesus had just finished talking to the wealthy dude who he told the wealthy dude, you know, sell everything you have. You, he said, you need to sell everything you have. He didn't say that to everybody. He said to that guy because that guy's heart was completely fixed on riches and that was his God. So Jesus said, you need to sell everything you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. And the guy went away and it's just like, no, I can't do that. Money's way too important to me. Now, there's a lot of people in this country that do that right now. Luke chapter 18, verse 24 through 20. Yeah, if you don't think so, I'll ask you this one question. If God said, give up your IRA and come follow me, would you say yes? Because if you would say no, something's wrong. Oh, God would never ask me to do that. Well, you asked this guy to give up everything he had. Why wouldn't he ask you? Okay. Luke chapter 18, verse 24 through 27, seeing that he became sad, referring to the young man who just he just talked to, Jesus said how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard this asked, then who can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Let me repeat that last line since nobody seems to want to add this in the context. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Verse 24, seeing that he became sad, Jesus said how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Hey, it's a fact of life. Very rich people have a hard time getting towards the kingdom of God. Why? Because they trust in their finances. Their confidence is in their ability to pay their bills. And you cannot say, oh, but that's allegorical. No, it's not. Well, that doesn't apply to today. It applies today more than ever. I give Billy Graham tremendous props for saying when it says rich man in the Bible and you live in America, odds are very good that's you. You're the rich man. And he said, it's hard for people to do that because they trust in riches. And I'm telling you, I asked somebody this, and they're like, I don't trust in riches. I said, would you give up your 401k if the Lord told you to, and you're sure it was the Lord? He goes, well, I don't know. It's like, well, wait a minute. Isn't that the whole point? It's hard because people have a confidence in the economic system that gets them through. Therefore, their works have created the resources. That's just a fact. You can't get away from that. Verse 25. And this is the Bible Baloney Beatdown. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Camel through the eye of a needle. By the way, camel in the Greek, also the Greek word for rope. Uh-oh. Rope is also the Greek word for camel. But that's not the problem, folks. Here's the problem. People have been saying for the last 50 or 60 years, camel through the eye of a needle. By golly, Dave, that's an entrance to a cave. When you go into the city of Jerusalem, there's this small little cave, and the guy has to go through so perfectly. He has to get off the camel and guide him through, and it's just big enough for a camel to fit through. And it's really, that's what the story's all about. What a bunch of manure. What is wrong with people? What are you talking about? That is absolute hogwash. Watch this. It's utter fantasy. Get it? Utter? That's a little cow joke for you right there. Anyway, here's the bottom line. That's not true at all. That concept didn't even exist in history until the 14th century. That's the fact. It was never thought of as an entrance to a cave ever. Until the 14th century, somebody put forth, this must mean this, because they don't understand the scriptures. The question is, who can be saved? How is it possible? What was Jesus' response? With man, it's impossible. And then here's the problem. Going through the so-called eye of the needle wasn't impossible. It was only difficult, according to legend. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, with man, it's impossible, not difficult. That whole idea, it's a cave, and you're going through a cave with the camel and blah, blah, blah. What? That's so silly, it's unbelievable. Don't you understand what it's saying? It's impossible for man to do it. You're saying, oh, well, you're saying Jesus is saying a camel can't go through the eye of a needle, it can't fit through the eye of a needle? Yes, that's what he said. Why? Because salvation through man is impossible. It's only possible through the miracle working of God. And Jesus made it very clear. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Only with God can somebody be saved. And only through Jesus, the only God is with us dude, can that happen. It's not an entrance to a cave. It's a context. And the context is you can't get saved apart from God. And only God with us can save us. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. It's the only way. Stop trying to justify these things because it seems so tough to understand. It's impossible for salvation to come through man's efforts, period. Not, it's very difficult and you got to be a really good guide. Not until the 14th century did that even appear. Let's just get the Bible baloney beat down. Let's at least get it straight. Only through Jesus can a person be saved. Period. There's no name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man shall come to the Father but by me. But I don't like that theology. Tough. Wow. Did you like that? Wow. Tough. Wow, Dave, you're kinder, softer, and gentler sometimes. Not right now. This is ridiculous. But it fits. It sounds like such a good story. Too bad. Get another story, will you please? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I better tell a joke or my head might explode.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.